Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Deany is our guest. D-I-N-I is how you spell his last name. John Deany is awakeat2o'clock.com is one of his websites. That's his blog website. He's the author of a number of award-winning books, including Hunting in a Farmer's World, including the new one, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. It's all about how to help you exit your business happy, wealthy, and hopefully wise. John, thanks again for being here. So you've been working on helping very small companies get the exit thing going. And this is, as you know very well, as most of our audience, I'm sure, knows, but of the 20-something million small businesses, about 6 million of them, 8 million maybe, have employees. And of those, all the rest of them are independent contractors, as I have been once before, probably will be again one of these days. And you will be too, John. Of those who have employees, probably 95% of them have fewer than 20 employees. But that's still millions of small businesses, millions of boomer, baby boomer small businesses. The owners are in their 60s or 70s, and time's running out. Things are coming up pretty fast. And those people have limited exit opportunities, don't they?
They do. They do. And actually, your numbers are really close, Jim. It's 90% have 20 or fewer, because I'm running that because I've been working on some stuff in that area. But the thing about exit planning in a small business, you know, you go out and you buy books about exit planning for dummies, or, or the Definitive Guide to Exit Planning or the Exit Planning Handbook, and they are all appropriately written for mid-market companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
people
talk
with at
they
least talk, and I know you wanted,
right, and I know in the third segment you wanted to talk about ESOPs today, but all, you know, they talk about ESOPs, they talk about leveraged buyouts, they talk about strategic acquisitions, they talk about private equity. Those things don't apply to a small company.
Right.
They don't have that many choices. You know, those either the expense or the size or the minimum requirements. You know, for a private equity group to look at you today, you've got to be clearing between $1.25 million to $1.5 million after your salary.
On the bottom
that's
line.
That's not a small business. That's not somebody with less than 20 employees,
mm-hmm.
except in very unusual companies. So
a pretty good really geographic footprint with a big customer list.
Yeah, if you've got some sort of exclusivity, if you've got territoriality, if you've got an exclusive product, a patent, those are different stories. But most of us are doing a business that there's another guy in the next town doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the town after that, there's another guy just like us, too. You know, and so for us, we basically have three choices. You know, well, four if you want to count just shutting down. But for perpetuating the business, you've either got family, and that's a simple thumbs up, thumbs down. If you don't have any family in the business, that's not an option. So that leaves you with a sale to a third party or a sale to your employees. And those are the two options that most of these businesses are looking at. They don't need to go out and start reading all these books. Now, your exit map, my book, is different, as you know, because we tried to make it an entertaining read just about the whole process of getting out of your business, not the mm-hmm. technical parts of executing certain strategies. But for the most part, the technical books about exiting are 75% stuff you can't do and don't need. You know, are you going to sell to your employees? or are you going to hand it to a business broker and put it on the market for sale? And I do about a half to two-thirds of my work in any given year on sales to employees. Mm-hmm. And the place where business owners go wrong is they don't give themselves enough time.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I'm tired, I'm beat, I don't want to go into work every day.
They wait till they're desperate and burned out before they make the plans and start making the adjustments.
Right. And then if they want to sell to employees, the only way they can do it quickly is take a note for the purchase price, mm-hmm. because the employees don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so many of those wind up back in the owner's lap.
That's right.
Because what winds up back in your lap
may not be worth very much by the time it gets back there.
Oh, no. Number one, you're already out the door. You don't want to come back and run the business. Secondly, the business has been run down. That's why you're not getting your payments. So the business is screwed up. So not only, you know, do you have to unretire, but you have to unretire in turnaround mode,
right.
Which is crazy. You know, so, mm-hmm. so many times owners wind up with nothing because the employees can't run the business. They stop making the payments,
yeah.
and there's nothing there to save, or there isn't the motivation there to save.
So is there a good method? Which one do you prefer? Which
yes.
one do you think, other than getting started early, which you need to do with all the options, what's the best one? Then we'll go to the break and talk about the rest of it after the break.
Now, what we do is we start 3 to 5 years in advance. We start selling employees little bits of stock until they can get to the point where they can qualify
mm-hmm.
for an SBA loan to take you out. It takes a couple of years. They have to prove that they have the management skills, and you have to train.
And maybe their bonuses go towards stock options, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you're probably going to have to subordinate 15 or 20% of the purchase price, but you get 80% of your money.
Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back after the break. Tintail, right back with John Deaney.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.